how do you think most people in this area, is this really part of the South?
I think that most people around here consider themselves Southerners. Really, I think they'd be, I think people around here would be proud to think of themselves as Southerners.
How far out do you have to go to get into the West?
I'd say after you got out of Texas, you'd be in the West, like New Mexico and in Arizona and California out in there.
What about toward, we'll say El Paso and that section of Texas?
Well.
You think of all Texas is Southern?
Yeah, maybe it's not, but I'd think of it as being Southern. Of course, I live on the, you know, northeast corner of it. Maybe if I lived out there on the west end of it, like out in El Paso, I might think different, you know.
Everyone around here likes to ride horses.
Ride horses.
And yesterday he
rode.
But I have never
ridden.
And you couldn't stay on, you said you fell.
Fell off.
Stayed the whole day.
I fell off the horse.
And say a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning. Okay, I guess I must have
rolled out of bed.
And say did you put on the horse's feet?
On horseshoes.
What about a game that you play with them?
Horseshoes.
Any other name for that game?
No, not that I know of.
And the parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes on would be the
hooves.
And just one of those would be one
hoof.
And the male sheep is called
the ewe, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know much about sheep.
That's the male sheep? What's the female called?
I don't know, really.
What about what people raise sheep for?
Wool.
And the hogs, when they're first born, they're called?
Pigs.
And when they get a little older?
I guess they're still called pigs until they become hogs, mm-hmm. Mature.
What about the female?
She's called the sow.
What if she's never had pigs?
I don't know.
And the male?
He's called the boar.
Did you ever hear of shoats?
Yeah, I've heard of them. I don't know what they are. I think they're the small male hogs. Or what? Are they?
Well, I think they're small.
Small.
What about if you had the word boar, did that always sound all right to you? Or did that sound
wrong? It sounded okay. Mm-hmm. Like just a boar hog. Doesn't sound any different to me than saying the male hog.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had a boar, say if you had a male pig and you didn't want to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you're going to do to him?
I'd say I was going to castrate him.
Mm-hmm. Any other terms people use? Sort of more common terms?
Some people would say I'm going to cut him.
Mm-hmm. Then what would they call him? That's what they'd cut him.
I don't know.
Do you ever hear of bar or barra?
Mm-mm.
And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back?
Called bristles.
Okay. And the big teeth?
Tusk.
And what about the thing that you put the food in for the hog?
Trough.
Okay. Say you had three or four of those. Say you had three or four.
Troughs.
What would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
A wild boar.
Okay. Any other terms?
I can't think of.
What about what Arkansas football team is called?
Razorback. Uh-huh. I think Razorback is just kind of a different type of hog.
Mm-hmm. What type of hog is a Razorback?
I think they're, I don't know, I never seen one, mm-hmm. But I've kind of seen pictures of them or something like that, but something makes me kind of believe that there'd be a black hog with some sticking out like a wild hog, mm-hmm. With a stripe down their back.
Mm-hmm. Just a different breed.
Yeah, kind of just a different breed of hog.
Mm-hmm.